Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, listeners, Kevin and I need your help.
Yes, we need your help. Please, please, please. We need your stars.
We need your reviews, you guys, on iTunes so we can start to climb those iTunes rating charts.
It's simple. Open iTunes, click on the iTunes store, search for Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
Then click on ratings and reviews. Under the customer reviews, click write a review. Then let us know what you think from 1 to 5 stars.
If you need some help, think of 1 star being Carol Channing and Paul Lynn in the Road Company of the last 5 years, and 5 stars being free front row tickets to Hamilton. Although, when you think about it, I actually would give 5 stars to the Road Company of Carol Channing and Paul Lynn in the last 5 years, because I think that would be awesome.
I would love to hear, can I hear Moving Too Fast as Paul? that's the one I really want.
Jesus Shakes the Goddess. Been through Erica Schwartz and Danica Weiss and the Handelman Twins.
So there you go. You can also leave a comment if you like.
That's it. That's
the reviews.
It.
Send us
Thank
your
you.
Reviews,
Please.
Friends.
Thank you.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is Behind the... It's not Behind the Curtain. This is our favorite
That's
things.
Right. Keep drinking the sauce, Rob. Very
Allegedly.
Good.
Allegedly drinking the sauce.
It's our Throwback Thursday day. Hashtag TBT.
Hashtag TBT.
Really
hashtag yes,
hashtag
queen.
TBT. Yes.
Yes, queen.
Oh my God.
What is that? What is that? Yeah.
It's amazing how that got started. That has just become
Where did it get started? I don't even know where it got started.
Now.
It just came out of nowhere?
Well, I remember it because I watched this like meme of I Love Cats, okay? Not the musical.
Wait a minute. Are you
I love the animal.
Wait, do you like sit on YouTube and you watch the cat videos and stuff?
I might.
Really?
Do that. Yes. Guilty. I love a good cat. And so there was a cat video like a year or two ago, maybe it was a year and a half ago. And it was this cat, it was a vine, and it was 3 different takes of this cat just looking up at his owner, being like, meow, meow, meow. And then there was a voiceover they did of it, and they put it on BuzzFeed, and the cat's like, yas, yas, yas. And I watched it probably 800 times, and I think that became very popular. I feel like it was done on RuPaul's, you know, the gay culture helps us with so many things like... And that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We get all that stuff from, like, you know, now that everyone's listening to everybody and the internet makes everything possible.
Yeah.
So I think that it's been propagated, but now everybody does it. Now everyone's just yassing all over the place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. I don't read BuzzFeed. There's only like so many articles I can read about.
Yeah,
like,
if I get bored, I'll look at it.
27
like,
things
you
might remember
right.
if you went to a cafeteria in 1996.
Totally, totally. Or like, are you Monica or Phoebe? Find out which one you are by answering this pop quiz.
Which one has the better career?
Exactly.
That's yeah. Do you remember Clarissa Explains It All?
Well, we're going to explain your life in 5 questions. You know,
that kind of thing. I love those 90s stuff.
Totally.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Sorry,
no,
sorry, sorry. How have you been?
Very good. Yeah, very good. You know what? Lately, I've been obsessed. Sutton and I have been obsessed with watching this O.J. Simpson TV show.
Sutton, your wife, not Sutton
FX.
Foster.
Yes, that's right. I am married to Sutton Crawford.
Yes.
And we watched this O.J. Simpson.
Me too.
It's so good. And Sutton just finished reading the book, too.
The book too.
She's obsessed with the Jeffrey Toobin, and he wrote the book.
Yeah.
And he's also the consultant on this TV show.
Oh, I loved it.
I find that it just absolutely captivating. We lived through that case. I remember exactly where I was when the verdict was read.
We lived 30 minutes away from it.
Crazy, Rob.
Oh my God. I'm not, sorry, not to throw you off track, but I remember my mom was really into the trial. And so on weekends we would go as a family and seriously drive from his house to her house to see if he had enough time to commit the crime.
That
I'm not joking.
Is incredible.
Seriously, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I feel like this TV series is so well done.
Yeah.
If a little, they get a little camera happy. There are takes that I'm like 360, 580, all around there.
Yeah, there's big camera shots happening.
It's 580. That's not 360 plus 360.
But they're inventive.
Good job, Kevin.
Good.
But, yeah.
Thank you for challenging what we can do with a camera, Kevin.
Well, yeah.
I think that was great. Let's push forward to 560. Why the hell can't we?
One and a half revolutions. Anyway, but it's a fun show, and I think the acting and writing is really incredible.
Well, you know why? Because that cast is so theatrically based. I mean, look at all the people you have up there. There's Nathan
Cuba
Lane.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding. Snow Dogs, one of the Pulitzer Prize winning plays.
That's right.
Of the 1980s.
What's that movie that he was in where he had to pretend they were gay on the gay cruise?
Oh,
love that movie. Love Boat.
Gay
I
cruise?
Say.
No, cruise ship. What the oh, God. Can somebody help us out here?
Right. Like anyone saw that?
one listener.
I'm disappointed in myself that I know that.
Oh, my God. No, it was a horrible movie.
I think someone gave it to me as a joke once.
But
Cuba Gooding Jr. Golden Boy.
Golden is in it. Courtney B. Vance from Fences.
Who is unbelievable.
Brilliant.
He is so good in this.
Sarah Paulson had a great stage career. Robert Morse is in it as Dominic Dunn.
Yeah.
Right? No, that's, no, I
he,
mean,
yeah.
Oh,
really
Stephen
well
Pasquale is, or
yeah,
is it Pasquale play, or Pasquale?
Pasquale, I think. And he's doing Robert Bridegroom right now.
He's brilliant. He's in brilliant.
I enjoyed him in
Robert
that,
Bridegroom.
Even if the ads kind of confused me, because I thought from the ads, we're totally going non sequitur, but I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen Robert Bridegroom. It's so serious. And then I went to see it, and it was like,
oh, so much fun.
So much scenery being chewed in the best possible way, but the ads are so dark and brooding.
Oh no,
sexy.
But lighthearted and bouncy and
just
beautiful,
fun and crazy. But yeah, Stephen
Genius
Pasquale
direction.
Playing Furman.
He's Mark
what
Furman.
What a dark character.
Yeah,
that must have been tough to do.
I wonder. You know what? I wonder. In all seriousness, if maybe 30 years from now, maybe not a musical but an opera.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That they'll try to make it into an opera.
It's so theatrical that I could hear that singing. I really could. I love opera, and I would see that.
I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe not. I don't know if in our lifetimes or when we're much older, but I wonder if anyone will tackle it at some point. Yeah. Such an interesting time.
Oh, yeah.
But filled with musical theater performers. So anyway, so you and your wife are watching
that. Yeah, I watched that. It's great. Love it.
Yeah. It's a good show. It's a great show. Oh, sorry. John Travolta from Over Here. Was it Over Here or Over There? What's it? Over. What's the World War I
over
song?
Over here. Over there.
No. Over there.
There. Over there. Over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Oh.
He was in that.
In Greece.
In the Greece.
He was a replacement Danny Zuko.
And he has
in the original Broadway production. People forget.
And Saturday Night Fever.
Hello.
Has one of my favorite lines in Saturday Night Fever. My hair. You touch my hair.
Nice.
I love it. That was not the best.
Can you do that
Travolta
as Paul Lind?
My hair. No, I can't do it. My hair. You touch my hair.
Thank you.
I love Paul Lind.
I know
I
you
love
do.
Him.
I know you do.
How
was your week? No,
I was
going to
tell you a very inappropriate Paul Lind story, but I don't.
Aren't they all?
I don't think I can. It's okay. This is so graphic, but I'll just bleep it out. This story goes because Paul Lind used to do a lot of summer stock, which they don't really do anymore. I mean,
a lot of the old stars used to do in the 50s, 60s, 70s. They used to go and they do a lot of summer stock.
I'm telling this story. I heard this story on Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, which is what it's called. And if you haven't listened to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, it is brilliant. Brilliant.
We got some of our inspiration from
him. Oh, absolutely. Got a lot of our inspiration from him because, God, him and Frank Santopadre, the co-hosts, are amazing. But he tells a story that Paul Lind was walking into one of these old barns, what he was going to do summer stock in. And he goes, this barn smells like I think. So,
oh, my gosh. I think.
Whoever cast him and said he's going to be Mr. McAfee, a father of two, I think is amazing.
Yeah.
I love him. I love him. And if you listen to him, if you listen to the original cast recording of Bye Bye Birdie of him singing Kids, and you watch the movie, it's like night and day difference. Like in the movie, he is 10 times campier than if you listen to the original cast recording. Yeah, because I forget he did both.
He was the dad.
And then there's this
both.
Weird clip of him from the Tony Awards singing it, like in 1971.
Yes.
And that's just like a campy as all get out. Then there's his Halloween special.
I love the Halloween special.
I think that's going to have to be one of our...
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that another day.
Another day because...
Yeah, we'll wait till Halloween this year.
But oh my God, trick or treat.
So,
sorry.
No, what's your throwback today?
Oh, my throwback today. I forgot that we even did this because we're having so much fun.
No.
One of the last great Golden Age musicals, I think, that nobody remembers because it came out in 1972.
Oh.
And the shows that come out that same season are A Little Night Music,
yeah,
right, which is very adult, very sophisticated,
Stephen Sondheim,
right after Company and Follies. Pippin, same year, Sip, Bob Fosse, right, meta theatrical. And then Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope.
Oh,
African-American,
Mickey Grant,
right? A musical that has a female writer. Yes, and a dark subject matter.
Yeah.
And amongst these really different shows comes Sugar.
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 Totally.
For those of you who...
Speaking of Robert Morris,
yeah, absolutely. For those of you who don't know Sugar... I stumbled upon it one day at a used record store in my hometown when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, the used record store was literally called Used Records. Mm-hmm. And I was going through and I looked at the cover art of the album and I said, boy, this kind of looks like if somebody had made a musical of Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
And lo and behold,
well, it is, yes.
It's a musical version of Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
It's Julie Stein. Doing
who did Gypsy
who
and
did
you know I
Gypsy
mean so many bells are ringing and so
oh
many
my
great
God and Funny
shows.
Girl
yeah
right and lyrics are by Bob Merrill who also did
Bob
Funny
Merrill's
Girl
great, yeah.
Now this is the only way I remember Bob Merrill and I think this is this is so sad. I'm so sorry. Bob Merrill was this brilliant lyricist. Funny Girl. How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Yeah.
Carnival. If I Knew You Were Coming Out of Bake
Well, Carnival,
the Cake.
He did, didn't he do the music as well to Carnival?
Yeah.
So he was a composer as
great,
well.
I mean, great legacy. He killed himself in the 90s. He ended his own life. And it was horrible because every time he played it on the news, this is so horrible, they would go... And today, composer and lyricist Bob Merrill killed himself outside of his Beverly Hills home. How much is that doggy in the window? And I'm like, why?
Of all songs, you
why
picked.
Are you doing this? Like, this is the song you're going to... And then there was another network that was
They could have done
like,
The Party's Over. I mean, like... sorry, that's bad. Sorry.
Okay,
no, he didn't do it. He didn't do Bells Are Ringing. But still,
I was just like... It's so horrible. But I'm like, that's...
My parade.
But it was like always serious.
Yeah,
and it was like, you know, Bob Merrill shot and killed himself today. And then, you know, if I knew you were coming out of Baked to Cake, I'm like, this is... No, you guys can't. And directed by Gower Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of The Happy Time, off of Pretty Belle, so all of these different types of, you know, flop musicals or musicals
is the post-Hair generation, when musical theater essentially changed completely.
Absolutely.
And we're not having our Fiddler on the Roofs anymore and our Funny Girls, but now we've got pop music suddenly that is
pop music,
taking the Broadway stage.
Musicals that have something that they really want to say.
Yeah,
musicals
like Don't Bother Me, I Can Cope.
Like
I mean,
Don't
that,
Bother
yeah.
Me, I Can't Cope, you know, and even shows like Pippin have a very specific commentary on the bleakness of life,
yep.
An edge that's perfect. And in the middle of all of this darkness comes Sugar. So if you've never seen Some Like It Hot, just a little reminder. First of all, Some Like It Hot is considered to be the greatest comedy ever made on film.
Yeah.
And if you watch it today, 60 years later or something, it's still hysterical.
Marilyn Monroe, I mean, like...
It's Marilyn Monroe in her best performance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it, Jack Lemmon, I think, in his best comic performance.
I love him in this movie, yeah.
And Tony Curtis. And if you don't know what happens, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon are two band members who witnessed the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
The mob is after them to kill them so they don't, you know, testify. And so in order to get out of town, they dress as women.
So it's almost like Connie and Carla, but reversed.
Yeah,
Does anyone know Connie and Carla the movie?
Yes.
They're two women with that Toni have to dress Collette. As drag queens at a drag queen club because the mob is after them or whoever's after them, and they have to like lie. Yeah, but anyway.
No. That movie has one of the most brilliant wraparounds.
Maybe that'll be one of my favorite things.
Do you remember what the mobsters that are chasing them, they always go see dinner theater productions of MAME?
That's right.
I was like, that's the funniest.
And they're like, they do duets of like Cats and like yes. Angela Weber songs, but in those cheesy harmonies.
Connie
like,
and Carla. I forgot about
like,
that.
Don't Cry for Me, Yard, but in like thirds. Like,
yes.
It's, Argentina. And it's Toni Collette and Nia Vardalos.
From like, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. God, yes. Anyway, that's a funny,
guys.
A very funny movie. But yes, for those of you, it's Connie and Carla.
So
just
it's basically
a little
that plot.
It's that plot. And they dress as women to get out of town, and they join Sweet Sue's band.
Love it.
And it's all female orchestra members. But as it goes on, Tony Curtis falls in love with Marilyn Monroe.
Of course.
And he has to, you know, then create another alter ego, a masculine alter mm-hmm. ego, so he can woo her. Jack Lemmon also sort of has feelings for Marilyn Monroe, but he's being pursued by Joey Brown, who's this eccentric rich guy who falls in love with Jack Lemmon.
Yes,
he thinks
totally.
She's a woman.
As the woman, yes.
Yeah, and it's got one of the best, everyone says, I think, the greatest last line of any movie. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember what the line is.
So Jack Lemmon and Joey Brown are on a ship, on a boat, and they've everything has been solved except that Joey Brown still has feelings for her, Jack Lemmon. And he says, Jack Lemmon says, as still dressed as a woman, he goes, well, you know, I'm a horrible cook. He goes, that's okay. And he goes, I can't have kids. He goes, that's okay, we'll adopt. And Jack Lemmon rips off his wig and goes, I'm a man. And he goes, nobody's perfect. And the movie ends. And it's one of the... I am not doing it justice. It is one of the best last lines of a movie. So here's the thing.
So it was made a musical.
They made it into a musical. It's got an amazing score. Great Philip Lang orchestrations. Mm. I mean, this is jazz. This is brass.
Yeah.
If you do this show... I don't want to hear it without
no
that,
synthesizer
those orchestrations.
Yeah.
No synths. Oh my God! Please, no synths. And so, anyway, it's one of these wonderful, wonderful musicals that just it puts you in a goddamn good mood.
It does.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, the title.
Robert Morris and
I should tell you about the Broadway cast. Tony Roberts.
Tony Roberts,
best known from like Annie Hall and all that stuff. He's the Tony Curtis character. Mm-hmm. Elaine Joyce, who's now married to Neil Simon, she's the Marilyn Monroe character, and the musical just didn't get the reviews. I think it should have got it.
Right.
People said, you know, it's one critic said, oh, it feels like Bob Merrill's been too long at the rhyming dictionary.
Oh.
And, you know, the music isn't so hot. I totally disagree. I think if this were to come out now, I think people would really, really appreciate it. But it goes back to a bigger point. And this is something I wanted to ask you about, and I would love for our listeners to chime in. It seems to me that movies that get adapted into a musical are usually the most successful when the movie is more cult status, more unknown.
Oh, interesting.
And when a movie is incredibly well known by the general public, it doesn't usually translate to a successful adaptation. So like, and I feel that
I
was...
I think you're right. It's a higher, bigger price tag because you're more familiar with the movie. Because
if you remember,
so
like The Producers, the movie,
right.
And Hairspray, the movie,
totally.
Were cult movies. They weren't movies that everybody knew. They were known to a specific population.
Same thing, Full Monty, I think.
Full
of that
Monty
too.
Once was the same way.
Yeah.
And then when you get... And I think the problem with Some Like It Hot is also, I think, the same problem something like 9 to 5 had or The Wedding Singer had, which is when everybody knows it.
And so iconic for certain moments and certain,
Yeah, and you know, as brilliant as Robert Morris and Tony Roberts and Elaine Joyce are, you really are competing with the memory of Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe.
And that soon, too, yeah.
And that's the other thing, because the movie comes out, what, like 1959, 1960?
So just 10 years
and this
later.
Is 10, 12 years later, and you're still competing with that memory.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's a valid statement.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, not everybody knew Le Cage aux Folles, the French film.
Right.
And then it's this big, huge... So I'm wondering if that's... If the more cultish and the more obscure the movie is, the better chance it has of succeeding because you're not competing really with a lot of
memories.
I don't know. So anyway, though, please, my musical this week is Sugar. Great score, really funny. Great duet for men called The Beauty That Drives Men Mad, where it's the first time they have to pass themselves off as women. Although I can't remember who said it. They were like, if they don't want to be known or discovered, why are they singing in the middle of a train? You know what,
though? It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Calm down,
they're everybody.
They're singing in the first place. It's not real.
But I don't want to see this show without the orchestrations.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's jazzy. It's wonderful. And is it... What's the label? Kreutzerland?
They remastered it.
They remastered it.
That's right. And so, because they did the same thing with Promises.
They did. And this
They just fixed some of the sound issues that were going on at the time.
God. And it sounds... gorgeous. Yeah. It sounds absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. And every 20 years or so, they try to bring it back. They did a UK production where they actually called it Some Like It Hot with Tommy Steele.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Steele. Yeah, totally.
And then the last time it's been really here in the United States was 2002 when Tony Curtis did it. He played the old guy.
Wow.
He played the old guy pursuing the Jack Lemmon character.
They
did it in San Diego, and then there was a tour of it and all that fun stuff. Although I really wanted to see the 2011 production, which took place in Pimlico Prison, where I swear to God, where the prisoners did Some Like It Hot, the musical. Listen, what do I know?
Of all shows they could have done,
all shows.
Good for them. They should have done West Side Story, but no.
But
no,
they want to do Some Like It Hot. I'm like, good for you guys. I don't know who the, like, the campy drama
played
queen
the Marilyn
is.
Monroe part. I mean, come on.
Bubba in Cell Block 6. He was wonderful. He was great. You should have seen his performance. He's going
to
do it at Algonquin next summer. Oh, we're very excited
for him.
With
Joyce DeWitt. It's going to be great.
With Joyce DeWitt and Sally Struthers and maybe Kirk Cameron for a special guest appearance after he saves Christmas. Did you ever see those things on Netflix?
The Christian
stuff?
Yeah,
like the Kirk. I mean...
God bless.
Live your life. Live your life. But my God, Kirk Cameron. Oof. Jeez. Go back to growing pains.
He lives around here, doesn't he? Yeah.
Does he really?
I didn't know that.
Know.
No, lives in the West Coast. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. That's the theme song for Growing Pains.
Totally. It was well done.
I'm going to take a drink now.
I used to watch that too when I was a kid. Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio made one of his first appearances
on that show. That's really true.
Alan Thicke, father of Robin Thicke.
He was a psychiatrist who worked from home. You know what? I'll tell you something. My first celebrity crush was on Kirk Cameron. I don't think he wants to hear that.
Nope. Doesn't
you know
believe in that.
You know what? I can't believe I didn't think of this.
The sin, not the sinner, though.
That's important to me. He actually lives very close to where I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I saw him a couple of times at a coffee shop, and I've always wanted to go up to him and be like, you know.
Show me that smile. Again,
and be like, you were my first.
Yeah, you did it for me.
Crush.
Yeah.
But then I feel like he would, you know, get a pitchfork. But hate the sin, love the sinner.
I always liked Allie from Step by Step. She was the tomboy girl.
Allie from Step by Step. Was that your crush?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she was a tomboy, but not really. But
really?
She was, like, really cute to me.
I remember her. She was cute.
She's like totally
that was a good show.
Yeah.
Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. Step by step.
Day by day.
Wow,
we're going
way off. I love it, though.
Sorry.
All right. So that's great. So
yeah,
Sugar.
That was mine, which I believe Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers will be doing pretty soon at the Beef and Boards Dinner Theater.
I love Beef and Boards.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
God bless.
What's yours? I'm sorry. What's yours?
No. So mine is very selfish because mine is my favorite Broadway singer.
Oh my gosh!
She is my. I've always loved her voice. I've now worked with her before. I have. She's working right now. Judy Kuhn is my favorite.
Oh.
Always has been. You may know her, friends, if you're a Disney fan. You know her as the singing voice of Pocahontas in the movie. But you also know her if you're a fan of the Broadway today. You see her in Fun Home playing the mother in Fun Home. But she's had a vast, vast career. She was in the original Les Mis as Cosette in that original production. I was in Les Mis with her and that little blink of a revival that happened in 2005, 2006. She took over as Fantine. And a little side note, I have to tell the story. So I'm such a fan of Judy that When I found out she was taking over for Leia Salonga, who was leaving as Fantine, and I knew Judy was coming in, I was obviously beyond overjoyed. So that I knew that she was having her first sound check at the theater. We played the Broadhurst Theater, and it was like during the day, no one was called. Well, I decided to go to the theater, but I knew that it was like kind of not closed, but it wasn't like you're going to have an audience for a sound check while she sings I Dreamed a Dream for the first time. But of course, nerdy Kevin was like, I need to hear her sing I Dreamed a Dream for the first time. So what do I do is I go to the theater. I go to the balcony. There's a side entrance to the balcony. I get on my hands and knees. I crawl into the balcony so that I'm literally laying on the floor of the balcony and watching her sing I Dreamed a Dream for the first time in street clothes, but full out. And it was unreal. It was spellbounding, just incredible. And then I crawled back to the stairwell and then made my way back down and pretend like I was in my dressing room the whole time and didn't care. Lies,
I never
all
knew
lies.
That.
Yeah, no, total like just, woo, yeah, like obsessed. And
that's
then
cool.
And she nailed it and she was just stunning in it. So anyway, my favorite thing of hers is this album. So she's got a couple solo albums that she has released. And this specific one that I really like is from 1995.
Okay.
And it's called Just in Time. Judy Kuhn sings Julie Stein.
I've never
Speaking
heard this.
Speaking of Julie Stein, we once again
oh
were
my
like
gosh.
Themed, and we didn't even plan it to be themed this
That's
way.
That's brilliant.
And it's a solo album. You're really going to love this. So what I like about this album, now there are some moments where you definitely know that we are in the 90s because some of the orchestrations are a little 90s feel to it slightly. But what I really love is that all of these songs are arranged. They're not just at the piano singing a song, but they're completely arranged. The beautiful orchestrations by a man named Larry Moore, who I want to say is sort of like he never had like a really big Broadway show, but he has orchestrated everything. He'd be actually a great person
I want
to have
Larry
on the podcast.
For the show.
He's
yeah.
Seen so many, he's been a part of so many shows as like kind of a ghost orchestrator and also has a lot of shows on his own right. He does a lot of older shows, and he'll reorchestrate them for like Goodspeed or for other small theaters.
Oh yeah,
like Dearest Enemy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and he did a whole bunch of those unsung musicals.
Exactly,
Lost in
he
Boston,
did a lot
I
of
think.
The. So yeah. It made sense that he was hired. But her arranger, who really should get a lot of credit for this album, is a man named Michael Skloff.
Okay.
Does the name ring a bell at all?
I think so.
I'm going to sing a song that he wrote.
Fabulous.
I'm assuming it's the same Michael. He also was the original, it is, because you'll get the connection immediately. I'll be there for you if you're there for me. That's not how I sing everybody, but that's how I sing the Friends theme song that
oh
Michael
my God.
Wrote because he was married. They just got a divorce a year ago, but he was married to Marta Kaufman. And
From
he was the...
Friends.
From Friends, who wrote The Friends Show, who also wrote, as we talked about in one of our very first podcasts, The Personals. Of which he was an original music director.
Wow. And
so 10 years later, 1995, he does all the arrangements for this album that Judy Kuhn sings on. It's all her, and it's all his arrangements. And you get everything from a piano accompaniment, you get everything to medleys. It's a lot of big band jazz sound that Larry Moore so beautifully orchestrates with a live orchestra, and it's just... I love, and it's all the songs of Julie Stein. But so she does the great arrangements of like Just in Time and all the hits that you would assume that she would sing. But then she also does a really fun song like I think you're familiar with this, ladies. This is a great comedy song if you're a soprano. But I Said No. The song where like it's all about like the guy who's knocking on her door and she's like, I said no, and you think that he's like trying to come on to her, and then she's really just saying no to the subscription to a magazine. And it's just, I gave the punchline away, but sorry guys. But
but still worth it.
Yeah, totally. And one of my favorite songs is this You'll Never Get Away From Me. But it's like this kind of like...
From Gypsy. Bossa,
yeah, but it's not like you'll never... But it's this like, you either love it or you hate it. But it's kind of like a Brazilian bossa nova version where there's like that have that like instrument going on. You know what I mean? It's like, you'll never get away from me. You can climb the tallest
tree. Oh my God.
It's fun and it's
silly. Is this on Amazon or iTunes or something?
No, that's the thing. You can buy the album on Amazon. I saw there's like one left for like $14. I also saw people selling it for like $65. So like, I'm sure you can buy it used for cheaper than that.
Okay.
It's not on Spotify. I don't think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
I think it's a little hard to find, but it's worth it. I mean, if you're having a dinner party, throw it on. If you just want to really listen to some great arrangements and orchestrations, check it out. And if you're a fan of her voice,
yeah.
I mean, you just, and her storytelling, you just get great, great, great singing.
So the next time we do our Judy Kuhn dinner party.
Exactly.
That'll be a new album for everyone
to throw
play.
Throw on. They'll love it. the music that makes me dance. I mean, like, you get to hear. So she not only sings with her soprano, her head voice that you like, the Cosette voice, but then you also hear her mix. That's what I love. That range,
yeah.
Like in like Colors of the Wind and stuff like that, where she really just pulls out all the stops. So if you really want to hear a great singer who is very, you know, adept, knows how to adapt her voice to every single singing style, this album showcases that beautifully.
Well, now I'll pay the money.
Do it, or I'll send it to you. Well, no.
I mean,
will I? I don't know. Is that illegal?
What?
I don't know.
To send,
I just send it to you? Yeah.
No, I want my own.
I want you to hear it.
I want my own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I'm a collector like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Do you still have your CD collection?
Oh, yeah. But so what I did was, nerd alert, here we go. I'm pushing up my glasses on my nose. I have all of my CDs. I take away the jewel cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I keep all of the inserts. I like everything. And so I have these little plastic sleeves that I put them in, and then I have these black IKEA little boxes that live underneath the couch because they don't need to be out in the living room like I'm in college again, which they were always out normally. But they live underneath the couch, and they, I have four boxes full. I must have 800.
You have 800 CDs?
I'd say, yeah, of cast recordings, yeah. Thank God for the Les Mis tour that I was on for 2 years in 2004 and 2005 because I was able to buy them all then. But yeah, like it was, I went through like a phase where I became a whore for musical theater CDs.
Oh my
God. And I have like, I love like a good album. Like I love like a, like Dessa Rose,
yeah.
Random, but like the guys who wrote Ragtime and, you know, Anastasia, Flaherty and Aarons wrote this beautiful, show at Lincoln Center called Dessa Rose, but the packaging is like a book and it opens up and I just love that. I love good packaging and I like the photos and I keep all that stuff.
I used to have a massive CD collection. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to go to grad school to Penn State, because I had all this stuff in Los Angeles, I gave it away. I burned them all, obviously, so I could have them, you know, on my computer. But I gave the...
You meant you burned them all. Like,
I'm done with theater.
Like the Nazis. Like,
I can't believe this. I just like throw
show
them
tunes,
in.
It's gone.
Goodbye, yeah. Death Street Rides again. So no,
starring Andy Griffith.
Starring Andy Graham.
And Dolores Gray.
What a good show. That's enough.
Harold Rome.
That's gotta be another one for us.
But
you know what happened? So I burned them all and I gave them away. But then when I got to Penn State, I don't know if all colleges do this. We used to have something at Penn State called interlibrary loan, where you could go and, like, for example, I want the CD to Olympus on My Mind.
Oh.
And if the Penn State didn't have it, there were all these different libraries that were connected. And so they would then send it to Penn State, and you could pick it up.
Wow.
So I have maybe about like 900 cast recordings, but it all came. But I never bought them. Do you know what I mean? It came
because,
through the library.
But you lived in an era when you could burn them. Then, like, I don't think I burned. No, I'm sorry, not to sound like, but like
Burn them on wax?
No, I don't think I could burn things onto a digital device back in when I went to school in 1998. Like,
were you in college in 98 or high school in 98?
I went to college in 98.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I would.
Well, Napster.
You could, like, burn discs, other discs, but I don't remember burning them onto the computer to listen to them digitally, like an MP3.
I don't think you could back then.
I would have, like,
or at least we didn't know how to do it back then.
You would just make another disc. You would have to have a double disc drive, and then, wow, we're really going off. But
I only had CDs, yeah. And vinyl. I had a lot of vinyl. And then. I usually got rid of the vinyl once, like the new CD,
yep.
Like once it got issued on CD. Like,
totally.
I think my Sugar album went away when I got my Sugar CD.
Yeah.
And that was it. I don't think I owned any contemporary music, which was horrible of me.
No.
I don't think I had anything. A friend of mine, I don't know if I told this during the podcast once, a friend of mine got me for my birthday, I think it was a Green Day or a No Doubt CD, and I lost my Pippin jewel case, so I put my Pippin CD in the Green Day.
So you look so cool. Until you open it up and you're like, Pippin, everybody?
You're like, who wants to hear War is a Science? It's my favorite one.
Festrada, anybody?
If anyone? Anyone want to spread a little sunshine?
Oh my gosh. Good. Yeah.
So anyway.
So, Judy Kuhn, Just in Time.
Sugar, Julie Stein, Bob Merrill, nice. Robert Morse, Tony Roberts. Amazing. And please, you know what? If you're looking for a fun show to do, look at Sugar. Yeah. You know, doesn't always have to be Funny Girl. Doesn't always have to be
Fiddler.
You know, could be something a little different. Could be Sugar. But get those orchestrations. Get yourself a good jazz band.
That's right.
Because you deserve it. You know what? I'll be honest with you, throwing it out there. I think if they revived it, I want to see Norbert Leo Butts.
Ooh.
And I want to see Brian Stokes Mitchell. And I think they would be wonderful together.
I like that combo.
Yep. We'll do that.
Do it.
Or if they want, we can do Stephen Pasquale. And we could do Brian D'Arcy. We have
or
options.
Rob Schneider and Kevin David Thomas.
Or Rob Schneider.
Maybe we'll do a little performance.
You should be in it, and I could direct it.
Okay.
So if there's a theater out there, if for some reason, you know, Kirk Cameron's not showing up for his production of, you know, Agnes of God, which is my favorite. I don't know why I love Agnes of God. Because you sit in drama class, and it's Agnes of God.
Yeah.
Key Exchange. You know Key Exchange?
No, they used
to do that one all the time at my college. And Boy's Life.
Oh, yeah.
Boy's Life.
Wow.
Can I borrow your apartment? Why? I want to bring this girl back. No! That was pretty much the whole...
Wow, sounds like a Friends episode,
whole scene.
But yeah.
It pretty much. But those were the scenes you always saw. And if you were a guy, you always had to do the Biff and Happy scene from Death of a Salesman.
Yep, always. And if you had a guy-girl scene, always like the Golden Boy, which we talked about.
Oh, Golden
the other day.
Boy was a big one? Oh, no, my...
Our Town, too.
View from the Bridge.
Oh.
If I take a little bird and I put it into my hand and I don't let the bird...
Sergio Franchi.
I'm sorry, Sergio. But those were always it. Those were always the scenes from your drama class you got.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Ooh. That was like a whole tangent.
I love it.
That was a whole other tangent. Anyway, Sugar.
Just in Time. Judy Kuhn sings Julie Stein.
And take a listen. Tell us what you think. And we will see you next weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.